Ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in. The man that's following the hurricanes, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
He's not only following hurricanes, he's following everything. What a week. It was just as bad as last week. But needless to say, we have to march on. First things first. Yesterday was a rough day. By the way, do you have any severe storms up your way?
We didn't cross where I was, but yes, there were severe storms that popped up, yeah.
I told you yesterday morning that I didn't think it was going to be widespread, and it wasn't.
No, but you hit it right on the head. We got our thunderstorms
right
after 9 o'clock, like you said. They held together, and they came through.
And that was it.
And that was it. There were some clouds and some, but you said that if they held together, they would be there around 9 o'clock. About 9:30, 10 o'clock. Boom! There they were.
Right, and then there was, of course, you know, a couple of clusters late yesterday, and that put me on the hot seat because the Mets had a doubleheader, and that started at 5:10 in the afternoon. I was pretty much on the phone with them every 15 to 20 minutes. Every 15 to 20 minutes. So no rest for the weary. But anyhow, let's go. Let's take the weather step by step. Today is the best day of the week. Sunshine, not as humid, high 75 to 80. Tonight, clear, then partly cloudy, 55 to 60. Here's the tricky part for tomorrow. A warm front's going to be the front that actually came through yesterday is down to our south. It returns as a warm front. It's going to be coming through here tomorrow morning. So I think there's a chance of showers tomorrow morning. Then as the warm front moves north, it gets hazy and humid. That sets us up for locally severe weather late tomorrow night. Let's talk about that. There are several layers of severe weather. Now, you may say, what is he talking about? The National Weather Service has different categories. Category 1 is marginal. Category 2 is a slight risk. Category 3 is an enhanced risk. Category 4, moderate. And Category 5 is high. Well, tomorrow, we are in the middle. We are in an enhanced risk of thunderstorm. That means approximately, get this, folks, 19 million people could be affected by severe weather tomorrow. 19 million. So we're going to have to pay attention to that. Of course, tomorrow we'll zoom in on it. 75 to 80. And then on Friday, we're still in the soup. Hazy, humid. There could be a shower or thunderstorm, but the chances are not nearly as pronounced as they are as for Thursday, in the middle 80s. Now let's talk about Laura. Laura is intensifying quickly. 110 miles sustained winds, 300 miles south of Lake Charles, Louisiana, southeast, moving in that direction. So the hurricane is going to make landfall somewhere on the Texas-Louisiana border, right around Port Arthur. That would be late tonight. And when she does, she could be a Cat 4.
Wow.
140 mile per hour winds or more. Life-threatening storm surge for the Northwest Gulf Coast. Think about it, folks. Just picture the Northwest Gulf Coast, right? It's arcing, right? When you go from Louisiana to Texas, you have that arc there, that corner. This storm is moving that way. So what it's going to be doing, as it moves that way, it's taking the ocean and it's pushing it into that corner. The storm surge is going to be somewhere between 10 and 15 feet. Anybody who lives along the shore and, I would say, at least 10 miles inland will be inundated. So if you have friends or relatives between Houston and New Orleans, you should call them and tell them, say, I listened to Pat this morning, and Pat says, you should not be there. Get out.
Now, what about New Orleans? Is New Orleans going to get a bad effect from this?
They will have a storm surge, but it won't be as bad. But they will have a storm surge, yeah. I mean, because this is a large storm. The hurricane force winds go out for like 125 miles, especially north and east of the center. So if the center's over Port Arthur, who's north and east of it? Louisiana. They're in that sector. So, and then the storm will lose the strong winds, but will move up through the Tennessee and Ohio Valley, cut across Virginia Saturday. When it gets off Delaware, it's going to redevelop into a tropical storm. Now, does that mean we could be affected with tropical storm conditions, especially after what happened with, what's his name?
Yeah.
Ivy. Right. I doubt it. We will be affected by rain because we'll get some rain from that and some rain from an incoming front on Saturday. But if anybody were to be affected, based on the trajectory from the hurricane center, it would be Long Island. And they would have to be ready. It would be a slap for Long Island as compared to a punch. But they have to be ready. And who knows if they are or not. But that's another thing. And then once that moves out, Sunday's beautiful. The humidity is low. It's partly sunny. We get a nice breeze. And the temperatures are around 80 degrees on Sunday.
So now we're still looking for heavy showers on Saturday.
Saturday, I think we can get heavy showers and maybe even thunderstorms. And again, you know, when you look at the situation for Saturday, it's a little bit complex. And the reason for it is because it's not just this hurricane, the ex-hurricane. When you look at the Saturday map, and I'm calling it up right now, this is the way it looks on Saturday. You have what's left of Laura on the Kentucky-West Virginia border. You have a warm front that stretches from a storm in the Great Lakes to Cape Cod, and you have a cold front approaching Buffalo. So we are in the warm, humid air mass. And some of the rain from Laura, which is over Kentucky, West Virginia, starts getting pulled up ahead of the cold front that's near Buffalo. So we get a combination of the cold front and some of the moisture from Laura. Wow. Do you think life is easy? It's not easy.
Life is never easy.
Life is never easy. So if you are going to ask me if I watched the other half of Ivan last night,
the answer
is no, because I was watching radar and... I can almost tell you minute by minute where all the storms were because it's still ingrained in my head. Oh, and by the way, another flash. Mm-hmm. Friday, this Friday,
mm-hmm.
my sister from Long Island,
yes,
who has not seen the house,
is coming.
Her friend, Sean, has a daughter who lives a little bit north of here in, you know, the area. In New City.
Okay.
She's going up to visit her daughter, and she called my sister and she said, I'm going to be bypassing your brother's house. Would you like to come? I'll drop you off, and on my way back from my daughter's, I'll pick you up. And she said, I would love to. So she called here. She said, is it okay? I said, yes, we're here. She said, I wanted to make sure you weren't at the cabin. I said, no. So she is coming up 4.5 years later, folks. This is a groundbreaking week, isn't it?
Maybe she'll bring a plant. Or maybe she'll bring some pasta. Is she a good cook?
No.
Oh.
No, she owned the restaurant though, at one point, but she was never the cook. She just ran it. And she's, as far as feeding her, terrible. She doesn't eat meat. She doesn't eat chicken. You have to be very careful. She's got a terrible stomach. So I just threw up a lunch. I'll take her out. We'll go to the nearby diner. She could order whatever she wants. And then she said for dinner, her friend is coming and she will stay here. Whatever I make, I just have to make sure that I make her a baked potato and vegetables because that's all she'll eat.
Baked potato and vegetables.
Vegetables. I said, you won't have eggplant? She says, oh, yeah. So I'm probably going to have to make eggplant as well. Not Parmesan, but, you know, eggplant, so I'll have to do that too. Like I said, Marshall, you think life is easy?
You don't have to make eggplant parmesan. You can make eggplant, slice it really thin.
Right, and saute it
with some onions and a little bit of garlic.
Yeah. Right.
And it really tastes great. As a matter of
once it gets
cold, you can actually use it as a spread. It's a real sweet spread. Yeah.
Okay. There you are from Chef Marshall.
That's right. Chef Marshall says, do your sister right, Pat. It took her 4 years.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Oh, brother.
Oh, don't you just love families?
Oh, yeah. As they say, you can pick your friends, but not your family.
Yes. No, well, actually, when I was in school, it said you can pick your nose, but not your family. But
well, yeah, so that's it. So, folks, we have no weather problems for us today. Tomorrow is a different story, and, of course, we'll talk about that at this time tomorrow morning when we get together again.
All right, listen to this.
Yes.
And most of all, a wedding ring.
Oh, no.
He saw a sign for a stock car race.
Uh-oh.
$1,000.
There could be disaster coming. What song is this, Pat?
Tell Laura I love him.
That's right. It starts off so innocently.
And then it gets morbid.
Tell Laura I love her.
I think we better change the words. Tell Laura we hate her.
Tell Laura I love her. All right, Pat, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center, of course, with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.